Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, hold on. I'm getting word Vince is not coming in. He must have heard about our balky elevators. He is on the line to inspire us, the great Vince Papale. Hi, Vince.
Morning, guys. What's up? Larry Boa, baby. We want a passionate bench.
All right, but hold on. See, Vince loves passion. Vince, I thought you were coming in. You heard that we're not fun to be around? What happened?
No, I'm heading out. I'm flying down to Charlotte for the game on Thursday. I got some work to do down there with my buddy Denny Franks. We're going to be in Greensboro, and then, flying out. Yeah, couldn't make it in this morning. Sorry, buddy. I would love to have come in and seen everybody.
Well, Vince, can we just start with this? Because I just want to know if this is true. And I was going to check your phone, but I'll take your word for this. In your, you have a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
All right. In it, where it says, like, contacts,
mm-hmm.
Do you have the private cell phone number of the great Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, man, Vince, you are the man. Do you use it? Do you ever use it?
No, I don't call him. We text, though. It's pretty cool. I mean, he'll text back, you know, when something's going on, mostly with Gabby or Vinny. Gabby, by the way, is with the Sixers now, and Vinny's playing ball down at Delaware. But when something's going on with Gabby and Vinny, I mean, it's been 13 years since Mark and I have been together. Yeah, I text him. We text all the time. He's a cool dude, man. I tell you, he's a lot of fun.
Well, Vince, you know what I'm thinking? I like Invincible, too.
Me too.
You've had a lot of exciting stuff, haven't you? Battled the disease. You've become an inspiration with the motivational speaking. I want a sequel.
Well, it's 16 years with the cancer thing, and this is a big month for cancer survivors, so it's all that. We have it all figured out because Janet, as you know, is not a Giants fan, and she's a world-class gymnast, USA gymnast, and we sort of want to pick it up from there. We've actually approached a few people about it, and it's getting a little traction, so it'll be pretty interesting to see if we can get it going.
Vince, what do you mean?
Maybe we'll get you in the city of Philadelphia behind it, right?
I'm 100%, but Vince, what do you mean you approach people? You got Mark Wahlberg's number. Call him up. Hey, Mark, I got a plan for a sequel.
Hey, listen, the what Mark's getting per film is more than what most film budgets are.
Yeah. It's more than when he did you, huh, Harvey?
Yeah, how about six or sevenfold? I mean, it's just ridiculous. But, hey, he brings him in. Everybody loves him. And I think that's why the movie's still so popular, because of Mark Wahlberg, because he's so popular. So it's a pretty good deal. It's not a bad story either. So, you know.
It's a great story. But, Vince, this is what I need to know. You're in Carolina. Do you ever speak to the team? Because you would be a tremendous inspiration. Like, this is a tough game with 3 days to prepare, right?
Yeah, This is going to be a tough one. You know, thank God that it was a little bit of a laugher for the Eagles Sunday, you know, against the Cardinals, because then Doug got a chance to rest some of the players, you know, rotate them through. And, you know, that mental thing, I mean, those last couple of games were just right down to the wire and so tough. And that takes so much out of you. So they'll be pretty refreshed. Look, they'll know I'm there. I'm on the sideline. I'm around all the time. You know, Doug and I are good buds. And I feel real good about what's going on down there. So it'll be very exciting. I know one thing. Everybody I'm talking to said there's going to go down. I don't know how many people are going to wind up in the stadium. But
yeah,
I noticed there's an awful lot in the parking lot.
Vince, when you played, were there tons of Eagle fans at road games?
No, they never got to road games. No. The one we got a few might have been up in New York when they were at the Meadowlands then, but if there were any seats available. But now they sort of didn't travel the way they travel now, so it's pretty cool, man. I tell you what, watch out when the Eagles fans get in town, because there's none more passionate and loud than ours.
All right, you got a big event coming up, right? Vince, next week. What is it?
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, it's the Red Cross. So we all know about the Red Cross and the disaster relief, and especially now with all the hurricanes that are going on. And a really quick story. I was down in Key West right when the storm was coming in, And as I was getting basically vacated out, the Red Cross was coming in. You know, they're the original first responders, and they've been around for 30 years now. You know, so we have a big golf tournament, and it's called the Red Tee Tournament at Tavistock Country Club on Monday, and I'm going to be the MC, and we've got a live auction with an NFL tour. And we've still got, I don't think there's any spots available for golf, but if anybody wants to come to dinner, they could do it. And all they have to do is go to www.redcross.org/redtee, redcross.org/redtee. So very exciting, you know, a lot of fun stuff. All kinds of things are going to be going on in terms of auction items, and I've got some Invincible stuff. Oh, we have some new T-shirts out, and the Who's Nuts T-shirts, and one of our special teams, and Scott Soffin, our boy clothing, Scott, he said he's got one for you, so watch out next time you see him. So
sounds
it's
great.
It's going
to
be fun.
Just go to that. That's all you need to know. To get more information is go to redcross.org/redtee, all one word. You go. Vince, what do you think of Chris Maragos?
Oh, my God. You kidding me? Now, you talk about a guy who has a private number. We go back and forth all the time.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I could, you know, some of the texts, it's all about passion this guy has. You know, we call ourselves the Bombers, you know, the Bomb Squatters, and that was the original term for special teamers, guys covering kickoffs. Now you can't do it. You know, because the way the rules are set up, nobody ever basically returns out of the end zone. I was telling Chris, and actually Dave Phipp, too, the special teams coach, that I wish Jake Elliott wouldn't boom it out of the end zone. I wish he would kick it a little short, because I'd love to see these guys come up and get smashed by our special teams guys, led by 42. I mean, he's just an animal. I love him, and that's what teams are all about. We need guys like Chris Maragos. And, you know, there's a couple of starters that are playing the teams as well, and, you know, and that's a tribute to them that want to make things happen.
Hey, Vince, needless to say, Vince is one of the great motivational speakers in America. And I'm going to be honest, Vince, Al seems a little down today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Al seems down the way he got my guy for the last 10 minutes. I've been listening to him. He sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, but during the breaks, he's kind of
a good 10 minutes.
Could you, Vince, could you inspire him? Give us a message today that inspires your city. You know how much they love you in this town, Vince. You're the greatest story in sports history in this town. Give us a message that inspires Philadelphia.
Well, what I would do is I tell Al and I tell anybody out there that this is our big special teams mantra before we go onto the field, set your hair on fire and cause a wreck. You know, that'd be one of the things.
That's a beautiful. We're going to do that. In fact, Al's hair looks lousy anyway. We'd probably approve it, Vince.
Exactly. Yeah.
Vince, make sure you check out the Red Tee Golf Classic to benefit Red Cross, which is doing some awesome work right now with all the storm sites and all that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable what they do. Yeah, Monday at Tavistock. So come on out, and a great tour they're bidding for NFL Films, and I'm going to be hosting the tour right over here in Mount Laurel. So all good stuff. And, hey, appreciate everything you guys do. Thanks.
And come in and visit.
Awesome.
I want to look at your cell phone.
I will. Thanks. I'd love to do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.